Hare Krishna. So today we are very, very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu on call with us today. And we are continuing to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Chapter 22. So Prabhuji, you can take over the call now. Thank you so much for your very, very valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So today we are going to study one verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. And we will study one verse, verse number 52.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Chapter 22 Verse Number 52. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us through Sanatan Goswami the process of devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, he's quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. He says,
Rahu ganaita tapasana yati na chejaya nirvapana dhrinadva na chandasanaiva jalagni surya vina mahat Padarajo Bhishekam Rahu Ganaita Tapasanayati Nache Jayanirvapana Drihadva Nachandasanaiva Jalagni Surya Vina Mahat Padarajo Bhishekam Rahu ganaita tapasana yati na chejaya nirvapana grihadva na chandasana eva jalagni suryae vina mahatpadarajo bhishekam.
Synonyms: Rahugana, O King Rahugana, etat this, tapasa, by severe austerities and penances, na yati, one does not obtain. Na, neither, cha, also. Ijaya, by gorgeous worship. Nirvapanat, by entering the renounced order of life. Grihat, by sacrifices performed while living in the home. Va, or. Na chandasa, nor by scholarly study of the Vedas. Na, nor. Eva, certainly. Jalagni suryair, by worshipping water, fire, or the scorching sunlight, these deities, demigods. Vina, without. Mahatpada Raja, the dust of the lotus feet of Mahatma. Abhishekam, the sprinkling, or, yeah, sprinkling the dust. Mahat Pada Raja Abhishekam. Mahat means Mahatmas. Pad means their lotus feet. Raja means dust of their lotus feet. Abhishekam means to sprinkle oneself with that dust from the lotus feet of Mahajans. Translation and purport by our most beloved, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Ashtottar Shata, Shri Srimad Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O King Rahugana, without taking upon one's head the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, a Mahajan or a Mahatma, one cannot attain devotional service. Hari bol. This is Bhagavatam. Jada Bharat is instructing the king, Rahugana. O king Rahugana, without taking upon one's head the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, a Mahajan or a Mahatma, one cannot attain devotional service. Devotional service is not possible to attain simply by undergoing severe austerities and penances, or by gorgeously worshipping the deity, or by strictly following the rules and regulations of sannyas or grihastha order. Nor is it attained by studying the Vedas, submerging oneself in water, or exposing oneself to fire or scorching sunlight. Purport. This verse appears in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 12th, verse number 12. Jada Bharat herein tells King Rahugana how he attained the Paramhamsa stage. Hari Bol. Maharaj Rahugana, the king of Sindhu Sauvira, had asked Jada Bharat how he had attained the Paramhamsa stage.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji.
Your voice is coming towards the mic and then fading away, and then coming and fading away. So maybe you want to adjust the mic, the receptor of where you're speaking.
Yes, yes, Mataji. I will. I was getting too much carried away. I will hold it steady.
No, it was very nice actually, but just that we didn't want to lose even 1 second. Thank you, Prabhu.
That was me. No, thank you for pointing it out. So Jada Bharat herein tells King Rahugana how he attained Paramhamsa stage. Means Rahugana was amazed to see the exalted position of Jada Bharat, who was just a palanquin carrier. So Maharaj Rahugana was wondering, how did this Jada Bharat attain Paramhamsa stage? We'll continue the purport. Maharaj Rahugana, the king of Sindhu Sauvira, had asked Jada Bharat how he had attained the Paramhamsa stage. The king had called him to carry his palanquin. But when the king heard from Paramhamsa Jada Bharat about the supreme philosophy, he expressed surprise and asked Jada Bharat how he had attained such great liberation. At that time, Jada Bharat informed the king how to become detached from material attraction. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha, Nama Om.
Hare Krishna.
I think we lost him.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was me or you. Okay, thank you.
Exactly what even I was wondering. Let's see. I'm sure there was some problem with his mic. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to call him to check.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I just joined. Sorry. Hare Krishna, can everybody hear?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. You stopped when you started the Mangalacharan. I mean, you got disconnected when you started the Mangalacharan, so you may want to continue from there.
Okay, Mataji. So we will do a short Mangalacharan and we'll continue with the discussion. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी रेड सच अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स टुडे फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत वेयर चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज कोटिंग from Srimad Bhagavatam, the great Paramhamsa Vaishnav, Jada Bharat, who was the king of the world, then renounced everything and went up in the Himalayas and was staying near Gandaki River, worshipping Shaligram Shilas, up in the Himalayas, all alone. But somehow he got attracted by a deer, so much so that he ended up neglecting his spiritual practices. And he died thinking of the deer and got the body of a deer. But by the mercy of Krishna, he had full memory of his previous life. So even as a deer, he was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. He stayed near the ashrams of the sadhus living in the Himalayas. And he was eating their remnants. He was eating their mahaprasad. And then, when he died as a deer, he was reborn as Jada Bharat. And this time, Jada Bharat was determined he is going to make no mistakes. So he pretended to be very dumb. So he was called Jada. Jada means very gross. But somehow, you cannot hide a diamond. Cannot hide a diamond. And somehow by the arrangement of Krishna, the glories and the exalted position of Jada Bharat was revealed to the king, whose name was Rahugana. So Rahugana asked Jada Bharat, how did you become a Paramhamsa? So Jada Bharat instructs him. And the king is not able to grasp the high philosophy of Jada Bharat. So he very humbly requests him again, please explain it again, I did not understand. And then Jada Bharat again re-explains everything to him. And this verse is quoted from that section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Jada Bharat, in today's verse that we all read, the glorious verse of glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, Jada Bharat very clearly explains that one cannot get Krishna Prem, one cannot get Shuddha Bhakti by practicing the rules and regulations, by performing puja, by worshipping demigods, by performing austerities, by submerging oneself in water, exposing oneself to scorching heat. It is not by austerities and penances. So for us as ISKCON devotees, it is not by fasting nirjal. It is not by how many dhams we have attended or how many years we have been in Krishna consciousness or how many rounds we chant. I remember hearing one lecture by my Guru Maharaj where he said, you can chant 64 rounds for 64 million lifetimes and still remain a neophyte. And still remain a neophyte. Because it is not in our hands. Devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, is rarely achieved. It is not something that we can go and pick up from the marketplace. It is not something that we can go and grab. It is not a degree or diploma that we can achieve in a university called ISKCON. No. Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service, cannot be attained by any of these. Today's verse clearly explains. And Jada Bharat says that I achieved it by smearing the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees. Without smearing the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, one cannot attain devotional service. Veena Mahatpada Raja Abhishekam. Veena means without. Mahatpada Raja, dust from the lotus feet of great pure devotees, Abhishek. Unless we do Abhishek with the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, we cannot get bhakti. We cannot get bhakti. This is very sobering, my dear friends. Let's think about this. So sobering. We feel that we are initiated, we are chanting 16 rounds, we are following 4 regulative principles, you know, we go for yatras, we are doing our services, we have got our deities at home, we are doing deity worship, we fast. We should go back to Godhead. We should attain Krishna. We must achieve Krishna Prem by doing this. But today's verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, as quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, we learn that it is not by any of these processes that we can attain perfection of life. It is not by any of these processes that we can attain Krishna Prem. And the aim of everything is to achieve Krishna Prem, is to achieve Vraja Prem, is to achieve eternal residence in Vrindavan. Na yoga siddhir na mamastu moksho vaikuntha loke pina parshadatvam prema pina syaditi chetaram tu mamastu Vrindavan eva vasa. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes, Na yoga siddhir. I don't want siddhi. I don't want perfection of yoga. I don't want to achieve mystic perfections in yoga. Na yoga siddhir. Na mamastu moksho. I don't want moksha. Vaikuntha loke pi na. I don't even want to attain the Vaikuntha planets. I don't want to go to Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha loke pi na. Even that I don't want. Na parshadatvam. I don't even want to become Hari Parshad. I don't even want to become an associate of the Lord. No, I don't want. Just understand the heart of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, my dear friends. This is so sweet. This is so sublime. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is a Manjari in Goloka Vrindavan, who came to assist Rupa Goswami, who wrote such wonderful literatures, who did such wonderful preaching, whose pranadhan was Radha Gokulananda, who had disciple like Baldev Vidya Bhushan, who wrote such wonderful commentaries on the commentaries of previous acharyas, who wrote our Mangal Arati, who wrote such wonderful commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is eternally a Manjari in Goloka Vrindavan, self-realized, fully liberated Mahatma, is saying, Na yoga siddhir. I don't want siddhis. I don't want mystic perfections of yoga. Na mamastu moksha. I don't want moksha. Vaikuntha loke pina. I don't want to go to Vaikuntha. na parshadatvam. I don't want to become your parshad Krishna. I don't want to become your associate Krishna. Na yoga siddhir na mamastu moksho vaikuntha loketi na parshadatvam. Prema pina syaditi chetaram tu. I don't even want Krishna prem. Prema pina. I don't want Krishna prem also. I don't want to achieve your love. Isn't this unbelievable what Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur is saying here? Totally unbelievable. We always thought that going to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, is the perfection of life. We always thought becoming Krishna's eternal associate is the perfection of life, becoming Krishna's parshad. We always thought that developing Krishna prem is the topmost perfection of life. But here we are. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is completely giving a totally sweet, rasik, sublime goal of life. So let's look at the last sentence of this beautiful verse. Na yoga siddhir na mamastu moksho vaikuntha loke pi na parshadatvam. Prema pi na syaditi chetaram tu. Mamastu vrindavana eva vasah. All I want, my dear Krishna, is Vrajavas. I want to become a Vrajavasi. I want to live in Vrindavan. I don't want anything else. Why? Because to attain Vrajabhakti, to attain the love of Vrindavan, includes all those other things. It includes Vaikuntha Mukti. It includes becoming a Parshad of Krishna. It includes Krishna Prem. And much more. So Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur is saying, I don't want anything. I don't want yogic siddhis. I don't want moksha. I don't want Vaikuntha. I don't want to become a parshad. I don't want love, nothing. All I want is I want to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. I want Vraja Bhakti. I want Vraja Prem. I want eternal residence in Vrindavan. Mamastu Vrindavana Eva Vasa. Eva Vasa. That's all I want. That's it. So this, how do we get this Krishna Prem? How do we get Vraja Bhakti? How do we get the perfection of life? How do we get eternal residence in Vrindavan? Are we interested? Yes. So let's find out the secret. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, we have to take the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee and do Abhishek. Now, this doesn't mean next time you see Jananivas Prabhu, just attack his lotus feet. No, not like that. So let's see how to do it. So today we will discuss a story. This is a very, very sweet story. It is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is from the Antya Leela. It is from the Antya Leela. Can anyone guess which story it is? This is such a sublime and sweet story. I just love this story. So let us pray at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dear devotee Kalidas so that we are able to describe this wonderful story in a way that it is pleasing to Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. This is the story of Kalidas. It comes in the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, towards the end of the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We all know our Prayojan Acharya, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami's uncle, one of his relatives, was Kalidas. And he came to Navadvip and he made residence in Navadvip. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already gone to Neelachal, Jagannath Puri, and he had become a sannyasi. He had taken sannyas. But Kalidas thought that Sachi Mata is still here, Vishnupriya Mataji is still here, Advaita Acharya is still here, Nityananda Prabhu is here, Shivananda Sen is here, Murari Gupta is here, Srivas Thakur is here. So many great devotees are here. this is the birthplace, this is the home of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will make residence here. And every year during Chaturmas with the Navadvip devotees, I will walk to Jagannath Puri and spend 4 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was Kalidas. Now, we were reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are many, many processes of devotional service. There are 64 limbs of devotional service. And if you observe the devotees around you, the exalted devotees around you, you will notice that certain devotees hold on to one of these limbs primarily. See, we all do chanting of the limbs of bhakti are, you know, chanting the holy name of Krishna, staying in a holy place, worshipping Tulsi Maharani, worshipping the deity of Krishna, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, doing Harinam Sankirtan, like that. There are so many processes of bhakti. If you notice, and then Vaishnava Seva is one limb. So like that, there are different limbs of bhakti. If you notice, great, great, great devotees, Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj, Ayendra Prabhu, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, devotees who have attained perfection. If you observe their life, you will see something very common in the lives of these devotees. What is that? These devotees practice bhakti like it is supposed to be practiced. Additionally, they, based on their swabhav, based on the calling of their heart, based on their natural inclination, they held on to one particular limb of bhakti and never gave up, never stopped. This is something common. And it is that particular thing that led them to perfection. If you see Ayendra Prabhu, Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, he just caught hold of that. It's not like he never gave Bhagavatam class. He gave beautiful Bhagavatam classes. It's not like he didn't do deity worship. Yes, he did deity worship. Every day he worshipped 3,000 Shaligram Shilas. 4 hours every day he would be doing Shaligram Seva. He would dress up Radha Shyam Sundar in the ISKCON temple also, Krishna Balram temple. So he did deity worship. He studied Srimad Bhagavatam. He chanted Japa. You know, he lived in a holy place. He did everything, all the limbs. But particularly his forte, you know, the calling of his life was 24-hour Sankirtan. He invented so many different ragas, Hare Krishna Mahamantra tunes in so many different rags, so many original tunes he invented, Ayendra Prabhu. So his forte was Harinam Sankirtan. If you see Jananivas Prabhu also gives Bhagavatam class, he also lives in a holy place, he does all the limbs. But his specialty, the calling of his heart, is deity worship. Archa Vigraha Seva, Shri Vigraha Seva. So deity worship is Jaranivas Prabhu's specialty. If you see Gaur Govind Maharaj, he translated Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam into Oriya. So every day he would study Srimad Bhagavatam and he would translate it into Oriyan language. He would study Prabhupada's books every day for hours. He would not eat anything until he had finished his quota of translation for that day. Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj. So Gaur Govind Maharaj, he represents, you know, Bhagavat Seva, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Very, very wonderful. But he did other things also. He did Sankirtan also. He did, you know, Dhamvas also. He lived in, you know, holy place, Jagannath Puri, Mayapur. All those things. He did Puja Archana. He did deity worship. You know, he took care of devotees, Vaishnava Seva. He initiated. He was a guru. He was a GBC. So much service he did. But his specialty was Bhagavat Seva. Like that. Then if you see Jayanand Prabhu, one of the early disciples of Prabhupada in San Francisco, he gave his life for which limb of devotional service? Vaishnava Seva. He would work as a cab driver and give 100% of his income, 100% of his income to Srila Prabhupada. When he was diagnosed with cancer, he took out his retirement plan, whatever it is called, 401k, gave 100% money to Srila Prabhupada. In his last stages, when he was in the hospital, hospitalized, he would not even sleep on the hospital bed. He would sleep on the floor. The doctors and nurses were shocked. Why are you doing this? You're a patient. You're in so much pain. You're suffering. You need to sleep on the bed. Hospital bed is for you. He said, no. As an ISKCON devotee, I have always slept on the floor. I have never had such an opulent bed, such a soft mattress, adjustable bed. The head goes up. The legs go up so soft. I have never had such an opulent bed. First time in my life, I have got this opulent bed. I will offer it to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. He would keep a photo of Srila Prabhupada on the hospital bed, and he would sleep on the floor in the hospital. Such Guru Nishtha, such Vaishnava Seva, 100% income giving to devotees, giving to the temple. Constructing beautiful Ratha, so that devotees will be able to enjoy Rathyatra. He gave everything for Vaishnava Seva. So Jayanand Prabhu attained perfection by Vaishnava Seva. These are all limbs of bhakti. Vaishnava Seva, Dhamvas, Bhagavat Seva, Archavigra Seva, Harinam Sankirtan. So if you see devotees who have attained perfection, they hold on to something and they don't give up. They specialize in that one. They will just do that one thing diligently. And it is that one process which will take them back home, back to Godhead. Our Kalidas. Let's come back to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kalidas, the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, who made his residence in Navadvip, he read in the scriptures, must have read in Srimad Bhagavatam only, probably read this verse that we are discussing today. Jada Bharat explaining that to attain Krishna Prem, one has to smear oneself with the dust from the lotus feet of Mahatmas. He took it so seriously, my dear friends. This Kalidas, he took this instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam so seriously that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes there was not one Vaishnav in whole of Navadvip, and there were millions of Vaishnavas. There wasn't one devotee in Navadvip whose dust Kalidas had not smeared on his body. I repeat, this is so sweet. In the entire Navadvip Dham, there wasn't one devotee whose dust from their lotus feet Kalidas had not smeared on his head and on his body. This was the faith Kalidas had in Mahatpad Raja, the dust from the lotus feet of the great devotees. Now Kalidas, being a relative of Raghunath Das Goswami, he belonged to a high class family, upper caste. And he had all Brahminical behavior. He had very, very pious family, very educated family. So he was considered upper class in the society 500 years ago. He would go to the homes of the Brahmins, the Brahmin Vaishnavas of Navadvip. And he would greet them, he would talk with them about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he would openly ask them, can I please get dust from your lotus feet? And naturally the Brahmins would say, no, how come? You know, we are Brahmin, you are Brahmin, we are equal, how can you take dust from our feet? Please, no, don't do like this. He would accept. He said, okay, no problem. You don't want to give? No problem. And then he would leave the house. But he would not go. He would hide. And when he would see that Brahmin Vaishnav walking somewhere in the courtyard and then going inside the house, he would come, he would mark the places where he put his lotus feet. He would look at the footprints and he would take the dust from the footprints and smear it on his head and on his body and then go away, happy that I got the dust from your feet. Then he would go to the homes of the Shudras.
The Shudra Vaishnavas.
And he would do the same thing. He would request them, please give me the remnants of your food. Please give me the dust from your lotus feet. Please allow me to wash your lotus feet and drink that charanamrut. And the devotees would be shocked. What? You are a high class person. We are low class. We are Shudras. Please don't even talk like this, Prabhu. He would say, okay, no problem. I don't want to embarrass you. And he would pretend to go away. But he would go outside the house and hide behind trees. And do the same thing. As soon as the Shudra came out of the house, he would mark. Where is he putting his feet? Well, later on when the Shudra went back in the house, he would run there, look at the footprints, take dust from the footprints and smear it on his head, on his body. Very happy, very ecstatic, and then he would go home. This was Kalidas. He grabbed onto this one principle that Srimad Bhagavatam teaches, that we have to take the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee. One day he went to the house of a Shudra, but he was a great devotee. This Shudra was a great devotee. His name was Jadu Thakur. This Jadu Thakur and Thakurani, his wife, they were very, very exalted devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kalidas took some mangoes and he went to their house. And as soon as Jadu Thakur and his wife Thakurani, they saw that Kalidas, the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, the great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come, such a great Brahmin, they immediately offered obeisances. And they saw that Kalidas is offering them humble obeisances. So they all got up, and Kalidas, with folded hands, started glorifying Jadu Thakur. And then they started talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They spoke about Krishna. And after some time, Kalidas gifted those nice ripe mangoes to Jadu Thakur and his wife Thakurani. And Jadu Thakur offered those mangoes to Krishna. And then, to the utter surprise of Jadu Thakur, who was a Shudra, Kalidas spoke. He said,
Pavitra hainu mui painu darshana Kritartha hainu mora safala jivana.
Simply by having your darshan, I have become pure.
Pavitra hainu mui painu darshana
and Kritartha hainu mora safala jivana. I am very grateful to you. I am very obliged, Kritartha. Mora saphala jivana, and my life has become successful now that I have got your association, O Jadu Thakur. And Jadu Thakur is a humble Shudra. And this Kalidas is from a high class family. And he is greatly embarrassed. Jadu Thakur is greatly embarrassed. But Kalidas goes on and says,
Eka vamcha haya yadi kripa kori kara pada raja deha pada Mora mathe dhara.
Kalidas says, Eka vamcha haya. I have got one desire, vamcha.
Yadi kripa kori kara.
If you want to do kripa on me, if you want to be merciful to me, I have one desire, my dear sir.
Pada raja deha.
Give me the dust from your lotus feet.
Pada mora mathe dhara.
And put your lotus feet on my matha, on my head. Just see Kalidas. Kalidas goes to the house of this Shudra, who is a great devotee, Jadu Thakur, and he tells him that please give me dust from your lotus feet. Please put your lotus feet on my head.
Eka bamcha haya yadi kripa kori kara pada raja deha pada mora mathe dhara.
Can you imagine what Jadu Thakur must have thought? Must have felt how embarrassing. He said,
Oh, Kalidas, you are such an exalted Vaishnav. You are a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every time you go to Nilachal, Mahaprabhu gives you special treatment. You are the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. I am just a lowly Shudra. Please, don't talk like this. I should be taking dust from your feet, your lotus feet. I should be serving you. Please don't talk like this. You have come to my house. Me and my wife are not even qualified to offer you water or prasad, because if we offer you, you will lose your caste. Therefore, our heart is breaking. Please give me permission, O Kalidas. I will send some ingredients, first class ingredients, to the house of a Brahman. Please go to the house of that Brahman and on our behalf, please accept prasad in the house of that Brahman. I will supply the ingredients, because I cannot directly feed you, my wife cannot directly feed you, cannot cook for you. We will supply ingredients to a Brahman, nice Brahman. You go to the house of that Brahman, they will cook the ingredients that we have given, and that way we will feel happy if you accept that
that service from us. Oh Kalidas, you are so great, we are so fallen. This is our dearmost Chaitanya Charitamrit. These are Vaishnava dealings, my dear friends. Let's relish them. Let's drink this nectar. What does Kalidas say when Jadu Thakur offers this heartfelt words of humility? Ah, Kalidas starts quoting. He quotes a very beautiful verse spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, which is there in our scriptures. He says, Name bhakta chaturvedi mad bhakta swapacha priyaha tasmai deyam tato grayam sacha pujyo yathayam. Name bhakta chaturvedi. If a knower of the four Vedas is not my devotee, is useless. But madbhakta swapacha priya. But if a swapacha, a dog eater, is madbhakta, is my devotee, then he is priya to me. Tasmai deyam tato grayam. To such a devotee, you should give gifts, and grayam, you should accept his food remnants. Sacha pujo yatha aham. And such a swapacha, such a dog eater who is my devotee, so dear to me, that he is as worshipable as me myself. Sacha pujo yatha aham. A devotee of mine is as worshipable as me, even if he is from the family of a dog eater. So Kalidas quotes this praman, gives this evidence from the scriptures to Jadu Thakur, that see Jadu Thakur, what you are saying is not right. It is perfectly bona fide for me to request dust from your lotus feet because you are a great devotee. The quality of Kalidas was that Kalidas would always be chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even if he is giving a class, he would say, so we should all become devotees of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Go to Nilachal and take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Even if he is playing a game of dice with some devotee friends for fun, he would throw the dice and say, Hare Krishna. Whatever Kalidas would do, he would be chanting Hare Krishna. And same with Jadu Thakur and his wife Thakurani. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Kalidas gives another praman. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. Prahlad Maharaj is offering beautiful prayers to Narasimha Dev. And what is Prahlad Maharaj saying? He says, Vipra dvisadguna yutadaravindanabha padaravindavimukha swapacham varishtam manne tadarpitamano vachane hitartha pranam punati sakulam natu bhurimanah. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that a person may be born in a Brahman family, may have all the 12 Brahmanical qualities, but if the person is not a devotee of Arvinda Nabha, the Supreme Lord Krishna, who has a lotus-like navel, then that person is lower than a swapacham, a chandal, or a fifth-class person born in the family of dog-eaters, who is tad arpita, who is dedicated to Krishna consciousness, who is dedicated to the Padaravinda, the lotus feet of Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj is also saying that one who is a devotee of Krishna, doesn't matter what kind of family he is born in, he is worshipable, most worshipable. So Kalidas gives this praman, this evidence from the scriptures to Jadu Thakur. Now what does Jadu Thakur say? What does he reply to Kalidas? This is so sweet. This shows the humility of the heart of a devotee. So Kalidas is telling Jadu Thakur that you are glorious because you are chanting Hare Krishna. And Jadu Thakur is saying, he becomes very happy hearing these beautiful verses from the scriptures, which are glorifying devotional service and devotees. He smiles. He says, "Wow, what beautiful verses, Kalidas Prabhu, you are quoting from the scriptures, giving evidence that a devotee of the Lord is glorious." And then Jaru Thakur says, "Ami nicha jati amar nahi Krishna bhakti, anya aiche haya amai nahi aiche shakti." Jaru Thakur says that, "My dear Kalidas Prabhu, what wonderful evidence you have given from the scripture, glorifying devotional service. Perfect praman, perfect evidence. My dear Kalidas Prabhu, but all these verses spoken by Krishna, spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, these all refer to great devotees, Baba. But I am not a great devotee. I am Jaru Thakur. All these verses from the scriptures don't refer to me. They don't correlate to me. They are not referencing me. Because all these verses are spoken in relationship to great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. But I am not Prahlad. I am not Gajendra. I don't have the love of the gopis. Therefore, all this doesn't apply to me. Ami nicha jati. I am low-born Shudra. Amar nahi Krishna bhakti. I don't have any devotion. Anya aiche haya. These verses are referring to anya, to other great devotees, Baba, not to me. Amai nahi aiche shakti. I don't have such power that you are describing in these verses. I don't have such power. I don't have such bhakti. Ami nicha jati amar nahi Krishna bhakti. Anya aiche haya amai nahi aiche shakti. What does Kalidas say when Jaru Thakur? I hope you are all enjoying this wonderful exchange between Jaru Thakur and Kalidas, two Krishna premis. So when Jaru Thakur speaks like this, words of pure humility, what does Kalidas say? Kalidas accepts defeat. He says, "Hare Krishna, you are very great, but you are so great that you will not accept your greatness. But anyway, please accept these mangoes and I will take your leave now. Hare Krishna." So Kalidas starts walking out of the house of Jaru Thakur. And Jaru Thakur, like a good host, having hospitality, having culture, having good manners, he just doesn't say, "Okay, bye." No, he accompanies Kalidas out of the house. He holds his hand and, you know, he walks him out. "Please come, Prabhu. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry we cannot serve you in any way because we are Shudras. But thank you." And then Jaru Thakur, like a good host, he walks Kalidas out of the house and he continues to walk with him for some distance. And then Kalidas says, "Okay, I will go home now. Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you and talk about Krishna to you. Thank you. Hare Krishna." And Jaru Thakur also folds his hand and says, "Hare Krishna." And then Jaru Thakur turns around and comes back home. And what does our Kalidas do? He pretends to leave. But as soon as Jaru Thakur has turned his back, immediately Kalidas hides behind a tree. He was expert at doing this. And he waits for Jaru Thakur to go inside his hut and close the door. As soon as the door is closed, Kalidas had been meditating on the lotus feet of a great devotee, Jaru Thakur. As soon as Jaru Thakur goes inside the house and closes the door, Kalidas comes out of hiding. And he's very expert at reading the footprints. He immediately recognizes his footprints. Oh, abominable. And then he looks for the lotus footprints of Jaru Thakur. And with great relish, he takes the dust from the footprints of Jaru Thakur and sprinkles it on his head and smears it all over his body. Mahatpadaraja Abhishekam. He does Abhishek with Mahatpadaraja and goes in ecstasy. But he controls his ecstasy and again goes into hiding. Now let's go inside the hut of Jaddu Thakur. Jaddu Thakur comes inside chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he and his wife, they glorify Kalidas for some time. Then they look at the mangoes which Jaddu Thakur has offered to Krishna. And then Thakurani immediately takes the mangoes, she cuts them, puts them in a banana leaf and serves her husband. Says, this great Vaishnava Kalidas, so mercifully being compassionate on fallen souls like us, he came and gifted us these mangoes. They have been offered to Krishna by you. Now please accept prasad. So Thakurani serves Jaddu Thakur the mango prasad. And Jaddu Thakur, he starts sucking on those mangoes, starts chewing and relishing the pulp of that mango. He starts licking the seed of the mango, which is dripping with sweet nectarian mango juice, which has been tasted by Krishna, and is fully satisfied. Then Thakurani sits down, and the remaining mangoes she relishes. She eats the mangoes. Ah! And then, after she is satisfied, she folds that banana leaf. And inside that banana leaf are the mango skins and the seeds which have been tasted and eaten and relished by Jaddu Thakur and his wife. And then Thakurani comes out of the house, and in their backyard is a pit. In those days, every backyard had a pit. And you eat whatever rice, sabji, fruits you want in banana leaf. You fold it. You drink water in either earthen pots or in banana bark, cups made of banana bark. You eat and you drink, and then you fold all your leftovers. It's all natural, organic banana leaf and banana bark. And you fold it and you go in your backyard and you throw it in that pit. And then, you know, it will become compost. It becomes manure. Such a nice organic lifestyle. So Thakurani went, and the banana skin and banana bark was folded. Inside that were the mango skin and mango seeds which they had relished. And Thakurani goes and she tosses all the leftovers into that pit, the compost pit. And she comes inside the house. And they do their bhajan. And they close the door. And what does our Kalidas do? Who is watching all this secretly behind the trees? He sneaks up into the courtyard of Jaddu Thakur. And with great anticipation, he goes right behind in the backyard where she had thrown it in the pit. And he very skillfully retrieves the banana leaf plate, opens it, and he finds the banana skins and the banana seeds inside. He sits down, he picks up the skins and starts licking those skins, the mango skins. And then he takes the mango seed and he starts licking and chewing and sucking on those mango seeds which had been relished by Jaddu Thakur and his wife Thakurani. And he goes in ecstasy. His hair starts standing on end. He feels great transcendental happiness in his heart. He starts trembling. And he relishes, enjoys the nectar of Mahaprasad. And then he goes home, filled with ecstasy. This was the daily routine of Kalidas, my dear friends. Every day he would go to the house of a devotee, and with such eagerness, determination and transcendental trickery, he would get the dust from the lotus feet of devotees and he would get their Mahaprasad, remnants of their food, Vaishnava Uchishtha. That year, like every year in Chaturmas, all the devotees travel to Neelachal to spend the 4 months of Chaturmas with their Pranadhan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Kalidas, Oh, he embraced him. He gave him special attention, special mercy, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in everybody's heart. He's Antaryami. He understood the pure heart of Kalidas. He knew what nishtha, what faith he had in Mahaprasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave special mercy to him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to all the Bengali devotees, come on, let's all go and take darshan of Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led everyone to the temple of Jagannath. And on the northern side, near the Simhadwaram, there are 22 steps. And at the bottom of the first step, on the side, there is a pit where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to wash his feet every day before entering the temple of Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant at that time was Govinda. And Govinda would accompany Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere like his shadow. And he would be carrying a water pot in his hand. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go there to the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stand there in that pit. And Govinda, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would pour water on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet at the bottom of the steps of Simhadwaram. And then he would enter the temple of Jagannath. So, Kalidas and all the Navadvip Vasis, they have just arrived. It is their first day in Jagannath Puri. And they are accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for their first darshan of Jagannath. And all the devotees are watching as Govinda is washing the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that pit. Everybody keeps quiet because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had clearly given instructions that this is the temple of Jagannath where I wash my feet here. Nobody should take the water that has washed my feet, which the devotees called Charanamrit. Mahaprabhu said, this water that has washed my feet, nobody should touch this water. And he gave the order to Govinda, make sure nobody touches this water. And Govinda used to strictly enforce this rule. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood, Govinda poured water, he washed his feet. And as Govinda was washing the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees were silently standing and watching, except our Kalidas. Kalidas was so greedy for the dust from the lotus feet of great devotees. He was so greedy for the Mahaprasad of great devotees. And he was greedy for the Charanamrit of great devotees. This greedy devotee Kalidas, when he saw with his own eyes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are being washed by Govinda, just like iron filings are helplessly attracted to a powerful magnet, Kalidas could not resist the temptation. He just walked straight to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went down on his knees and extended his right hand right under the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took a handful of Charanamrut in full view of Mahaprabhu, Govinda and all the Neelachal devotees, Navadvip devotees. He took that palmful of Charanamrut of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He drank it. And then he took second handful of Charanamrut, drank it with great relish. And Govinda was aghast. All the devotees were aghast. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aghast. Govinda was pouring water. And third time, Kalidas put his hand under the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took another handful of Charanamrut, drank. And then he extended his hand to take it a fourth time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his lotus hand on the shoulder of Kalidas and said, Kalidas, please. Nobody is allowed to drink this water that has washed my feet. But you are so dear to me, I could not stop you. I allowed you to do it once. I allowed you twice. I allowed you three times. Never before I have allowed anyone this. But I allowed you. Please, Kalidas, please be satisfied with three palmfuls. Mahaprabhu was begging Kalidas, please
I allowed you 3 times in the temple of Jagannath. Jagannath is watching. I will become an apradhi. I will be implicated in apradh of allowing devotees to drink charanamrut in the temple of Jagannath, in front of Jagannath. Please be satisfied with 3 palmfuls, please. And Kalidas smiled. He said, okay. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked up the steps and all the devotees followed. And first there is a temple of Narasimha Bhagwan. Mahaprabhu kept Narasimha Bhagwan on his left, offered obeisances and sang from Narasimha Puran. He sang from Narasimha Puran. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahalad Halad Daine. He chanted those verses. Then he chanted, Ito Narasimha Parato Narasimha Yato Yato Yamitato Narasimha Bahir Narasimha Ridaye Narasimha Narasimha Madim Sharanam Prapade. And then he entered the temple of Jagannath. When I was reading this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was thinking, Mahaprabhu is praying to Narasimha Bhagwan to protect himself in the mood of a devotee, to protect himself from the enthusiasm of Kalidas. Don't know what he will do. He might just take the dust from Mahaprabhu's feet as he's offering obeisances to Jagannath in front of Jagannath in the temple. So Mahaprabhu prays to Narasimha Bhagwan, then goes in front of Jagannath. All the devotees follow. They have the beautiful darshan of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadramai. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down, takes prasad, does his noontime duties, honors prasad, and right outside Gambhira, Govinda is serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and right outside Gambhira is standing our Kalidas. With great anticipation, how can I get the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How can I get the Mahaprasad? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much in love with Kalidas. He loved Kalidas so much. He understood his heart's pure desire. And he indicated to Govinda. Mahaprabhu would normally never do like this. He would never say, okay, you know, give my Mahaprasad. Very rarely, only to selected devotees. But today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated to Govinda that take my plate to Kalidas and satisfy him. Give him my remnants. And then Govinda, very dutifully, with great joy, seeing how much mercy was being showered on this Kalidas, he took the plate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered it to Kalidas. And Kalidas, with great relish, ate the Mahaprasad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Kalidas and showered him so much mercy. And what was the qualification of Kalidas? His faith in the devotees. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami instructs all of us. He says, Tate Vaishna Bera Jhuta Thao Chhadi Laja Yaha Haite Paiba Nija Vanchit Saba Kaja. See, we all have Grina and Laj. Grina means hatred or distaste. Aray, how can I have Jhuta? Tate Vaishnavera Jhuta Khao. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving instructions us, to all of us, to the page of Chaitanya Charitamrit. Giving up all Grina, all hatred. Giving up all Laj, all shame. Go and eat Vaishnavera Jhuta, the remnants of Vaishnavas from their plate. Tate Vaishnavera Jhuta Khao Chhadi Grina Laj Yaha Haite Paiba Nija Vanchit Saba Kaj. If you do this, then all your vancha, all your kaj, all your desires and all your work will be successful. Everything will be successful if you do this. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives us a technical definition. Krishnera Uchishta Haya Mahaprasad Nama Bhakta Shesha Haile Maha Maha Prasad Akhyana. Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishnera Uchishta Haya Mahaprasad Nama. Krishna's remnants are called Mahaprasad. And then Bhakta Shesha Haile, and when the devotee has eaten that Mahaprasad, what remains? Bhakta Shesha, after Bhakta has eaten,
what shesh means, what remains, is Maha Maha Prasad Akhyana. Akhyana means named. It is named Maha Maha Prasad. So Krishna, what Krishna has eaten, suppose I make 10 chapatis. I don't make good chapatis. Suppose you make 10 chapatis and you offer them to Krishna. You offer 2 chapatis to Krishna out of 10. So those 2 chapatis are Mahaprasad. The remaining 8 chapatis are Prasad. And then you offer those 2 chapatis, which are Mahaprasad, to a devotee. And the devotee eats and some pieces are left in the plate. Those pieces are Maha Mahaprasad. Eaten by Krishna, then eaten by devotee. Now it is Mahaprasad. Maha Mahaprasad, sorry. So this technical definition, Kaviraj Goswami gives. Krishnera uchishta haya Mahaprasad nama Bhakta shesha haile maha Mahaprasad akhyana. Now this verse that we are going to chant should be memorized by all of us, and we should keep singing it. It's very beautiful. We should keep meditating on it, like Kalidas. This was Kalidas's meditation. Would you like to hear? Hari Bol. This verse is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Beautiful verse. Superb verse. Let's meditate on this. Let's memorize this. Kaviraj Goswami declares the meditation in the core of the heart of Kalidas. He says, Bhakta pada dhuli ara Bhakta pada jala Bhakta bhukta aveshesha Tina mahabala Bhakta pada dhuli ara Bhakta pada jala Bhakta bhukta aveshesha Tina mahabala. Kaviraj Goswami says there are 3 substances in this material world which are Mahabalavan. They are supremely powerful to give you Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem, Vraja Bhakti, Vraja Prem. What is that? What are the 3 things? Number 1, Bhakta Pada Dhuli, the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee. Ara, and Bhakta Pada Jala, the water, the jal that has washed the lotus feet of a pure devotee, Charanamrita of a devotee. And Bhakta Bhukta Aveshesha. Bhukta means what the Bhakta has eaten, and Aveshesha means the remnants. Means the remnants of a devotee. It's Prasad. These Tina Mahabala, these 3 things are very powerful. Bhakta Pada Dhuli Ara, Bhakta Pada Jala, Bhakta Bhukta Aveshesha, Tina Mahabala. These 3 things are very, very powerful. Ei tina seva haite Krishna premahaya puna puna sarva shastre ukariyakaya. Kaviraj Goswami has gone into ecstasy. He is saying, ei tina seva haite, if you serve these 3 mahabal substances, the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the lotus feet of a devotee, and the devotee's remnants from their plate. If you with faith serve these 3 substances, Krishna Premahaya, you will get Krishna Prem. Puna Puda Sarva Shastre, again and again, all the scriptures, Pukariyakaya, are declaring this. Ei tina seva haite Krishna Premahaya, Puna Puna Sarva Shastre, Pukariyakaya, Tate Bara Bara Kohi, Shuna Bhakta Gana, Vishwasa Koriya Kara, Ei Tin Sevana. Kaviraj Goswami is declaring, Tate Bara Bara Kori. That is why, therefore, again and again, Shuna Bhakta Gana, oh, all readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita, please hear carefully. Vishwasa Koriya, please have faith. Ei Tina Sevana. Please have faith in rendering service to these 3 substances, the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the lotus feet of a devotee, and a devotee's prasad remnants. Tate bara bara kohi shuna bhakta gana vishwasa koriya kara ei tin sevana tina haite krishna nama premera ullasa krishnera prasada tate Sakshi Kalidasa. Kaviraj Goswami says that if you serve these 3 substances, then you will achieve the highest goal of life. Premira Ullas, you'll get ecstatic love for Krishna. Who wants ecstatic love for Krishna in this lifetime? Kaviraj Goswami is guaranteeing, Tina haite Krishna nama premera ullasa, Krishnera prasada tate, Sakshi Kalidasa. That you will get premera ullas, awakening of ecstatic love. Krishnera prasad, you will get Krishna's mercy. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was merciful to Kalidas, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be merciful to you. Sakshi Kalidasa. Just like for Jagayan Madai, we say, no? Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. That is Patita Pavan, Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. So, these three substances, see, Kalidas got the dust from the lotus feet of devotees. He would follow their footprints and take dust. He would hide and eat their remnants. And he got Mahaprabhu's Charanamrit. So, the power, the potency of these three powerful substances, the evidence, the proof is Kalidas. Tina haite Krishna nama premera ullasa, Krishnera prasada tate, Sakshi Kalidasa, Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. So how do we do it? We have to be innovative. We have to be these three substances conscious. How can we get it? First, we have to identify nice devotees. We should invite them for prasad at home and satisfy them. And then the plates are in our hands. We should tell them, oh, we are going to put dishwasher. First of all, we should not give them disposable plates. Otherwise, they will just fold it and throw it in the trash. Give them nice non-disposable plates and tell them, oh, we are going to put washing machine. Don't worry, we'll take care of it. Somehow, we have to be innovative. But we should call sincere devotees, simple-hearted devotees, devotees who have good sadhana. And then we should have their prasad. We should serve them and have their maha prasad. We should see where they are putting their feet, where our Guru Maharaj is putting his lotus feet, or great Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, where they are putting their lotus feet. And we should go and wipe that part of the floor and put it on our head. And Charanamrut is more difficult. For that we have to go to Vyas Puja. But yes, we should try to get in this, what is the use of our human life? What is the use of studying Chaitanya Charitamrita every day at 11 o'clock if we cannot get this? So let us meditate on the exalted devotees who are around us. Let us serve them and let us try to get their Mahaprasad. Let us try to get dust from their lotus feet and let us try to drink the Charanamrit of our Gurudev. At least on the Vyas Puja day it is available. Now, if we are not able to do any of this, then our acharyas explain what is the meaning of Mahat Pada Rajabhishekam. What is the meaning of doing Abhishek with the Raja, with the dust from the lotus feet of the Mahatmas? What is the meaning? Literally, yes. Tara Sakshi Kalidas. Yes, we should do it. But the deeper meaning of taking dust from the lotus feet of a devotee is to follow their instructions. For example, if Guru Maharaj says, I want you to chant 16 rounds minimum every day, follow the four regulative principles and preach the glories of Krishna. If we do that, then to follow the instructions of a great devotee is equal to taking dust from his or her lotus feet and smearing it on our head. To follow the instructions of a devotee is equal to taking dust from his or her lotus feet and smearing it on our head. So the instructions of great devotees like Srila Prabhupada, our Acharya Gan, is there with us. If we live our life in harmony, in obedience to the instructions of these great Mahatmas, if we cooperate, we develop loving relationships with each other, with devotees in ISKCON, we develop loving relationships, we serve each other, we develop this happy culture, what we are learning from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we actually put all this into practice, we actually become like this, like Jaji Thakur and Kalidas, how wonderful exchange took place between them. Then our life will be successful. So with these thoughts, I would like to conclude. Sorry for the disturbance in the voice. Sorry for getting cut off. I apologize. Grantharaj Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Grantharaj Shri Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Nadi Thakur ki jai. Kalidas ki jai. Jada Bharat ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kamadaki Mataji. That was me.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for immersing us in Mahaprabhu's Katha. It was so beautiful. I was just thinking when you were talking about remnants and these voices from Angelina, and you were explaining the entire story, you were talking about faith. I thought that is so important, because we tend to somehow manage to get some Mahaprasad or maybe a little bit of dust, but you explained very nicely how actually it's the faith and the love with which we actually accept it, the intensity of faith that actually helps us develop purification or love for Krishna. So that is something I really want to take home, as a thought for today. So very, very beautiful, very, very nice class. It was so nice. It was like seeing Mahaprabhu, seeing the entire pastime live.
Thank you. Priti Rasini Mataji, right? Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. There was echoing, so I wanted to make. Thank you, Mataji. That was me. Jai Shila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you, Priti Rasini. Thank you. Can you share the last verses that you just chanted? I got the first three, I didn't get the last one, so can you chant the
yes.
Put them on WhatsApp, that's what I mean. Thank you.
Share it on WhatsApp, right?
Yes, please.
Yes, I will do. Thank you, Mataji. This is Phaneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, no?
Yes, it is.
Hare Krishna, that's awesome.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. This is Vinaya, very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, very nice. We could see the pastimes that you are sharing. I could imagine everything. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. I'm feeling so fortunate to be in this call today. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Vinaya Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you've been coughing lately. Are you okay? Just a cough, or are you so excited that you?
It's getting better. My wife is not excited about my cough. She's been telling me. Finally, I started antibiotics around 4 or 5 days ago, and it's much better now. It's getting better. I was suffering for almost 2 months. I thought I'd get better, but finally, I had to take antibiotics. But I'm getting better. Thank you, Madhavi.
Please take care. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. And I'm eating lots of fruits like you had recommended. Fruits and vegetables. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanat Pranam and glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, making us to go deep. It's very difficult to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita for me, but when you explain, it is really, we are really seeing, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your class, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Anjana Gopika Mataji. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. By Prabhupada's mercy, everything is happening. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So Priti Vilas and Mataji, maybe we can end the call. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. I was also thinking about how you were talking about the how you picked 4-5 devotees, and you were talking about how they specialized in one thing. So it's I'm not able to get it in words, but it was very, very nice. Thank you. I mean, it just shows the intensity with which they had accepted Krishna consciousness, and they executed one particular aspect of it so nicely, so intensely. Very inspiring, Prabhu. Thank you for bringing out that point. Thank you. That was also very nice today.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just had one query. When you explained about Jalbharata and like how he had to come back to just clear because he was attached to one deer. So I was just thinking in the class, then we have so many attachments, we have so many anarthas, then like how many millions of lives we will come back? Like, will there be a point of liberation for us? Because to reach at that step is going to be so hard. For such exalted devotees also, like Jadbharata, he had to take birth again. It's not discouraging, but I just was thinking, like, how can we, like, at what should be the mentality at each step for us to, when you're doing each and every action?
Hare Krishna. Mataji, can you introduce yourself? I didn't get your name.
Prabhuji, this is Sita Priti Devidasi from Dallas.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti. Mataji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So that's why, because you know this specific pastime of Bharat Maharaj is mentioned here. We can, you know, your point is very appropriate. That yes, we have so many attachments, we have so many anarthas. We are so weak and our aim is so high. Our aim is so high. It's not like we are looking for liberation or we are looking for the heavenly planets or we are wanting some siddhi. We are aiming for the highest possible goal that is attainable by a jivatma, which is Vraja Bhakti, Krishna Prem. So what is the hope? So two things, Sita Priti Mataji, two things. Number one, a devotee should always think like you are thinking, that I am not qualified, that I am not qualified. This type of attitude is very, very safe attitude. For example, when Kalidas quoted those verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, what was Jaddu Thakur's reaction? He accepted all those verses. He accepted that principle that Kalidas was teaching. But out of his natural humility, he felt that, but this doesn't apply to me. This doesn't apply to me because I am not Prahlad. I am not Gajendra. I am not Vidur. So that was his humility. So a devotee should always think like you are thinking, Mataji. That is a very healthy, very safe way of thinking. Narottam Das Thakur, who had received Krishna Prem directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Padma River, who was initiated in Vrindavan by Mahaprabhu's personal associate, Loknath Goswami. At the time of Diksha, Loknath Goswami showed Narottam Das Thakur his Siddha Swarup. So Narottam Das Thakur knew who he is in Goloka Vrindavan. He's a Manjari, what is his name, what is his eternal service was to boil the milk so that the gopis can make wonderful preparations for Radha and Krishna. That was Narottam Das Thakur's eternal service in Goloka Vrindavan, to boil milk. So Narottam Das Thakur knew who he is, his name as a Manjari, his eternal service, his Siddha Swarup, everything was bestowed upon him by Loknath Goswami at the time of Diksha. But still, Narottamas Thakur is saying, Ei baro karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai Patita pavana toma Pabine ke honai Prati janme what is that? Prati janme I don't remember that. It's very beautiful. Prati janme kori asha charane radhuli narottame koro doya apanar boli. So Narottamas Thakur is so exalted, but he's saying prati janme kori asha, every birth after birth, it is my asha, it is my desire, it is my expectation, it is my prayer that charanera dhuli, then I become a speck of dust at your lotus feet, O Vaishnava Gosai. And Narottamas Thakur knows he's a beautiful manjari. But out of his natural humility, he's saying, all I want to do is just be a speck at your lotus feet. Prati janme kori asha charanera dhuli Narottame koro doya apanar boli. I'm telling you, I'm requesting you, please have mercy on me. I'm the fallen Narottamas Thakur. And then he also says, Gauranga koruna koro dinahi na jane mosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you are being merciful to all the dinahin people, but mosama patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. But nobody can be more fallen than me, he's saying. And he says, jodi doya na koribe patita dekhiya patita pavana nama kishere lagiya. That if you don't have mercy on me, then what is the meaning of your name Patita Pavan? Patita Pavan nama kishere lagiya. How will it suit you, the name Patita Pavan, if you don't have mercy on the most patit person, which is Narottamas Thakur? Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saranagar says, no? Kishere Vaishnava, what kind of Vaishnava are you? Similarly, Narottamas Thakur is saying, Patita Pavana Nama Kishere Lagiya. Agar, if you don't have mercy on me, then what is the meaning of your name, Patita Pavan? So Narottamas Thakur is considering himself Patita Pavan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is considering himself lower than a worm in the stool, more sinful than Jagai and Madai. So this is the heart of a pure devotee. So we must always think like this, that I'm not qualified. This is the safest position. If we start thinking that now I'm qualified, that means we are actually not qualified. So that is the first aspect, that we should never say that, you know, we are qualified. Even Prabhupada in his Jalduta Bhajan, in the last verse, he says, bhakti nahi beda nahi name khub daro bhakati vedanta name be sarthakoro. Name khub daro, I have a very big name, bhakti vedanta, but bhakti nahi beda nahi. Beda means veda. I don't have knowledge, I don't have bhakti, I don't have transcendental knowledge, I don't have bhakti. So our Prabhupada is saying, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, bhakti nahi beda nahi name khub daro bhakati vedanta nama ebe sarthakoro. And he's praying to Krishna that please nam sarthak karo, nam, you know, make me live my life in such a way that I'm true to my name, bhakti vedanta. So this is the thought process of any genuine devotee. Even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was leaving his body in Calcutta, one of the last things he said was, he was lamenting. He said, I got so much opportunity, Krishna gave me so much opportunity, a Siddha Guru like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, a Paramhamsa father like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, such qualified disciples like all of you. I could have done so much service. I could have done so much Hari Bhajan. I could have done so much preaching. But I wasted my life. I could not do it. Now a person who is on his deathbed is not going to lie. A Vaishnava never lies. So this is actually, genuinely they are feeling like this. So actually the three things that we discussed today, taking dust from the lotus feet of a devotee, drinking water that has washed the lotus feet of a devotee, and eating the Mahaprasad remnants of a devotee, Mahaprasad remnants. We should all do this from really exalted devotees. Well, I've heard from senior devotees that we should not take remnants from, you know, Kanishtha devotees. Sorry to use that word, but we should not use it from, take it from immature devotees, because then we will also be infected. Basically, we will get what they have. If we take their remnants, we will get what they have. So if we take remnants of a very advanced devotee, we will be benefited. But if we take it from a person who has a lot of material desires, he may be a practicing devotee. But, you know, it's a little dangerous. But as Priti Vilasini Mataji said, that if we if we are very simple-hearted devotees, like Kalidas, and we don't make any discrimination, in our eyes, they are serving Krishna nicely, they are chanting the holy name, they are serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, and with a clean heart we take it, then we will be protected. Then we will be protected. generally we should try to do it from advanced devotees. So how to recognize an advanced devotee? Like you were mentioning, any sincere devotee will say that I have a lot of material desires, I have a lot of anarthas, I have a lot of attachments, you know, I am not advanced. So how do we recognize? This is a serious question. So now we have assembly here. We have Kamadaki Mataji, we have Priti Vilasini Mataji, we have Anjana Gopika Mataji, we have you. You know, let us think that we are sitting in a circle and we are deciding, you know, I want to take Mahaprasad. So who should we select? Now if you ask Kamadaki Mataji, she will say, no, Prabhu, I am not advanced, I am very ordinary, I have no realization, I am very small. That is naturally how a devotee feels. Now if it's an honest materialist, a devotee who is practicing Krishna consciousness, but you know, is very, very neophyte, but is honest neophyte, will also say that Sita Priti Mataji, I am not advanced, I am not very advanced, I am very ordinary. So a sincere devotee is also saying that I am not advanced, and an honest neophyte devotee is also saying I am not advanced. So how do we come to know who is advanced? Advanced devotee is not going to come and say that I am Priti Vilasini Mataji, I have become very advanced now. Now you can take my Mahaprasad. Lust is almost gone. Envy I don't have envy. Anger, I have not got angry in a long time. You know, nobody is going to talk like this. No devotee worth his or her salt, no genuine devotee is going to talk like this, that I am advanced. So how do we recognize who is advanced? Every devotee is going to say, I am not advanced. So how do we recognize? It is very simple. And this we have to understand very clearly. We observe the lifestyle of that devotee. How frivolous is the devotee? How much time pass that devotee is doing? How much time waste that devotee is doing? If a devotee is constantly engaged, even when he is standing in a line, whether it is a prasadam line, whether it is a line to buy tickets, or whatever it is, how much time we waste? How much a devotee is attached to Krishna? When we are one-on-one with a devotee, what kind of conversation the devotee is holding with us? Is the devotee cribbing, complaining, criticizing other devotees, criticizing the management, criticizing this, criticizing that, talking about politics, talking about what the president says, what the vice president said, what the news channels are saying, or what the sports teams are doing? Are those the conversations, or talking about ISKCON gossip? Or is speaking to you in such a way that your Krishna consciousness gets nourished. You feel uplifted. You feel encouraged. So these are the parameters. So we have to actually observe devotees, how absorbed they are, how attached they are to Krishna, how engaged they are in Krishna consciousness. You should see Vaisheshika Prabhu. If you get a chance, you should observe Vaisheshika Prabhu. You will never find Vaisheshika Prabhu wasting one moment. Whether he is standing in a line, he will pull out his small Bhagavad Gita from his pocket and start reading. Or he will be reciting some verses that he has memorized. Or he will be talking about Krishna to somebody. Or he will be chanting japa. There is never a moment in his life that he is wasting. That is the sign of a very, very advanced devotee. A very, very advanced devotee never wastes time. Doesn't talk about frivolous things. The devotee will say that, Sita Priti Mataji, I've got a lot of material desires. I'm very neophyte. I don't have love for Krishna. I'm very small. But if you observe that, nahi, this devotee doesn't waste time. This devotee is not frivolous. This devotee is very absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Then we should know that this devotee is really advanced and I must take the dust from his or her feet. I must take his or her Mahamahaprasad. So the first thing was, your attitude is very healthy. That one should always feel that one is not advanced and one is not qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. And the second aspect is, today's story that we discussed, Kalidas, it comes to our rescue. We understand that actually we are not qualified to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, but Krishna is fully independent. Guru and Krishna are fully independent to take us back to Godhead, back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan. So we cannot do it, but they can do it. And when will they do it? That is a $1 million question. That is a priceless question. And they will do it when they are pleased with us. And they will be pleased with us when they see our body smeared with the dust of the lotus feet of devotees. And dust of the lotus feet of devotees also means to follow the instructions. So if you are serving our guru, if you are following the instructions, we will make advancement. And we may not feel that we should never feel that we are advanced, but Krishna will take us. Krishna will accept us. And if you look at the lives of devotees in ISKCON, Mataji, can I share something? It may not be appropriate to share, but if you observe the lives of devotees who have had glorious passing away, you will realize that Krishna never forgets. So now we are relatively young. Most of us are in our 30s, 40s, 50s. Whatever time we have in this world, from today, from now, let us promise each other that I will not waste time. I will be absorbed. And I will try to analyze myself. What am I good at? What do I like? I will take one thing and I will do it nicely. It may be, like, see, for example, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but just look at Priti Vilasini Mataji. She is, by nature, you know, she is South Indian. She comes from that Sri Sampradaya background. She is Shastric. So she is developing herself in studying scriptures. She will study Valmiki Ramayana. She will study diligently, present it nicely. She will study Brihad Bhagavatamrit, present it nicely. She will study, you know, Golok Vrindavan, and she will present it nicely. So she is shastrically oriented. So you can do that. If someone has a good voice, someone is expert at playing harmonium, kartal, mridang, you develop yourself in that. If somebody has a natural taste for deity worship, you do that. If someone is good at speaking, you try to present Harikatha, try to speak Harikatha. If someone is good, it has a very caring nature, you develop yourself in Vaishnava Seva. Just be a kind, gentle, loving devotee. How much need there is in ISKCON, in this world today, of devotees who are genuinely loving and caring and non-political, non-controversial. Just be a nice, so you are doing Vaishnava Seva. Do that. So like that, we have to develop ourselves in something. And if we do that, Krishna will take us. We cannot go to Goloka Vrindavan, but Krishna can take us to Goloka Vrindavan. If he is pleased. And we can please him by using whatever talents he has given us in his service and being absorbed like Kalidas. I hope this, Hey Madhuri, sorry, this was a very long answer, but This is the thought that came to my mind. Thank you. I hope it helps.
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for such a wonderful explanation. Thank you so much.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
So, yeah. Thank you, Mataji. So, let's end here now. It's been really late. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yes. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you all for being there. Such a wonderful class and a wonderful conversation. You can end the call. Vancha Kalpataru Vyashcha Kripa Sindhu Vyashcha Satitana Ananta Koti Vaishnav Yandaki Jayashri Prabhu Paad Jayashri Shri Chaitanya Kuri Tam Vrata Ki Jai His Grace Adi Gadada Prabhu Ki
Srila Prabhupada Ananta Koti Vaishnav Yandaki Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you,
Prabhu. Hare Krishna.